Shalom uvracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue pela yoitz on the topic of dibur, of speech, the category of speech that is a mitzvah, in shir number 300, be'ezus Hashem yisbarach. The pela yoitz will tell us over here the importance of using our speech to honor our parents, honor our in-laws, honor our spouses, give kavod b'dibur, with speech. Mitzvah min ha'Torah l'chaber avi v'imoi. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa for a person to honor his father and mother. V'eishes aviv. If there's a scenario where the person has a situation where there's a second wife of his father, u'bal imoi, or the second husband of his mother. V'achi aviv, v'achis aviv, v'achi imoi, v'achis imoi, as well as his father's brothers, meaning his uncles. His father's sisters, meaning his aunts, as well as his mother's brothers and sisters. So his uncles and aunts from his father's side, as well as his mother's side. There's a mitzvah, says the Pelyoitz, and it's coming off from the Sefer Charedim, as we mentioned last time as well, to honor one's father and mother, b'dibur, as well as his uncles and aunts, and stepfather, stepmother, V'avi aviv, v'eim aviv, as well as his grandfather and grandmother from his father's side, as well as grandfather, grandmother from his mother's side. In fact, it's noteworthy to point out that on the Aseres HaDibrois, the right side of the Aseres HaDibrois are the mitzvahs bein Adam l'makom, mitzvahs between a person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the left side of the Aseres HaDibrois are the mitzvahs bein Adam l'chaveroi. Yet, the mitzvah of Kibbur Aveim, which is Aseres HaDibrois, is on the right side. One of the reasons is because there are Shlosh Shutvim v'Adam. It's on the side of Bein Adam L'Makom, because there are three partners to a person. There's the father, the mother, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when the person is giving kavod, and here we're focusing specifically on the kavod b'dibur, with speech, and we'll discuss in a few minutes, how do we give kavod in dibur, with speech? When a person is giving the kavod to his father and mother, b'dibur, he's giving kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not only that, not just the father and the mother, not just the grandparents, v'achi v'agadol, but also to his older brother, Uli Rabbi, and to his Rebbe, Ulechol mi shegoldu mimenu b'chochma v'minyan, and to anyone who's greater than him in the chochma minyan, in wisdom and age. Now that doesn't mean to say if someone is younger than me, and if I know more than someone else, so then I don't give them kavod b'dibur, chas v'shalom, that's not what it means. But these people are, there's a higher level of a chiyuv of giving them kavod b'dibur. Every single person, even the katan shibik tanim, one is obligated to give them kavod b'dibur. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says in Brachas Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, he was makdim shalom to every single person. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the gadol hador, as the Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Chav Ches tells us, of the tremendous amount of not just the Torah, the Sasfaras, the free, but he knew the language of the trees and the malachim, whatever this means exactly. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he was the one who was makdim shalom l'chol adam, to every single person, afilu akum, even the non-Jew in the street. He didn't feel, oh, I'm too great to give the person kavod and say hello to him. He was kav mechavod and bedibur as well. But Pelyoitz is telling us there are different levels. In other words, a person has this chiyuv d'oraisa to give his parents this level of dibur, of chashivas and dibur, which is greater than his older brother, which is a second level. And on and on. And now the question is, how does a person give kavod b'dibur? How do we give kavod b'dibur? V'hakibud b'dibur hu shiyedaber lohem b'nachas. We should speak to them b'nachas, in a pleasant way. softly. Perhaps a suggestion might be, before a person calls his father, his mother, his grandparents, he tells himself, I'm about to call this person that I have to give a mitzvah d'oraisa, to give kavod b'dibur, honor in speech. And let him focus, not just dial a number or in this day, just press one button and it's speed dial. Oh yeah, how you doing? How's your day? No, a little more kavod, a little more derech eretz. The Pesukim say we should view our parents like they're a melech, like they're a king. Like they're a king. So yes, of course, it's our father, it's our mother, and we have a more of a loving relationship, but still, there has to be that level of kavod. There are some people that talk to their parents in third person. Continues the Peliyot, it's v'hakibud v'had bedibur. What is a kibud? Hu sheyedaber lem benachas b'loshen raka. That a person speaks to them calmly, in a soft tone. V'kovod kimedaber lemelech. And with dignity, just like a person talks to a king. And there's no exaggeration here. V'afilu mechod mi'elu koyesolof m'vazehu v'mecharefoy imekalu lo yalponof. And even if one of these people who we are obligated to give them kavod, and unfortunately they get angry with us, and they degrade us, humiliate us, or unfortunately even curse the person, what should be the response be? Now, it's not an easy response, but what should the response be that we should strive for? Who yoshiv lehem b'ritzu v'divir pius tzuf tvash imei noyim, as the Pasuk in Mishlei tells us, he should respond to them with agreeable and pleasant words, words of appeasement. It sounds absurd. I should respond to the person who's ridiculing me and attacking me. I want to ask you a question. Whoever is listening to this shir, you daven Shemoneh Esrei every single day. At the end of Shemoneh Esrei, we actually say what the Peliyotz is telling us. Where is that? So you go all the way to the end. Elokai Nitzar L'Shoini Meira. Elokai, my God, Nitzar L'Shoini Meira. U'svasei Nedavr Mirmo. We're davening of a tefillah, davening to Hashem to ask Hashem protect us from our mouths speaking ra, speaking Lashon Hara, and our lips from speaking words of deceit. Now look at the next words. V'ilim kalalai nafshi sidim. And what should I do to someone who curses me? So in the Gaishavel, they say, oh, you said that to me? I'm not going to take that. And they go after the person. But what are we taught? V'ilim kalalai nafshi sidim. And to one who curses me, I should be silent. We're diving to Hashem that Hashem should give us the siyata d'shmaya, to be silent even when someone is degrading and attacking and ridiculing us. And my nefesh should be like offer, like the dust that people trample on. There's more to discuss on this, but I want to just focus on our topic here at hand. Just reminded of this, the story. Pant in my head, the story of the person who's learning Sil Sasharim and is learning the Musa Svarim, and he's repeating, I'm the offer of Afer, I'm ash, I'm dust, I'm nothing, this, that, again and again. And his friend is sitting next to him. All of a sudden, he gets called up for an Aliyah, gets called up for Revi, the fourth Aliyah on Shabbos. And he comes back and he's so upset at the Gabbai and this and that. I'm getting the fourth Aliyah. I didn't get the third Aliyah or the sixth Aliyah or Maftir. I'm getting the third or the fourth Aliyah. What's the fourth Aliyah? So his friend says to him, so I don't understand. I thought you were offered the Afer. Well, what are you getting so upset about that? The Gabbai gave you the fourth Aliyah or the fifth Aliyah. Well, it wasn't making you got an Aliyah. Wonderful. He says, what's a kasha? It's not a stira. Plabia Kodesh Baruch Hu in regards to Hashem. I'm offered the Afer. I'm nobody. I'm nothing. But why should that other person sitting next to me, why should he get shlishi? It's a joke. But unfortunately, there's truth to it. and the person is learning the Musar, he has to try to inculcate and incorporate what he's learning into his everyday life. And we're saying every single day, V'navshi ka'ofer la'kol tiyah. V'navshi ka'ofer, I should be like offer la'kol tiyah. V'kalei navshi sidoim, I should be silent. I should not respond to the one who was cursing me. Continues the Pelayites. And we just had this in the parasha when Yitzchak gave the brachas to Yaakov. He recognized that something seems a little off here, because Yaakov Avinu, who was disguised as Esav, was talking in a very soft way. And that's the trait, that's the approach of a good person. And it takes work, it takes training. As I'm saying this, I have some friends of mine, Tamid and Chamim, who talk in a very sweet way. And I know when I'm in their presence, I feel elevated. I feel elevated just being in their presence. V'zumidas adam toiv, lasa isim kol adam, to do this with everyone. Kol shekein imishu chai b'chvayt, even more so to the people that were obligated to give cover to. And even if the highest level of the father and the mother, to a parent, the person's parents, that it says, Shahamidabir cautious love, one who speaks harshly, Rahmanul Itzlan. If a person speaks harshly to his parents, as the Yushami Kiddushin says, in Aleph Zayin, Afilui Ma'achilim Tain the Goylois Mufutamois, even a person will give the nicest foods. The best foods, hot corned beef sandwich, hot pastrami sandwich. That's what they like. This person will be Yerush Gehenim, Rachman al-Utslan. This person is going to be Yerush Gehenim. He's going to inherit Gehenim for the way he talks to his parents. Lachain, kol chori lemitzas alakei Yisrael. Anyone who is concerned to make sure that he does the mitzvahs of Hashem properly, Yifkach Einov, he will open his eyes. Al kol min v'kovoid v'yoyis l'daber lehem b'loshin kovoid l'chvoid melech ha-kovoid. He'll be careful to make sure that he gives his parents the proper kovoid. And when he gives his parents the proper kovoid b'dibur, with speech, he's giving kovoid to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zoichet. Before we make that phone call, let's prepare like we do any mitzvah properly. We prepare to give the proper cover. I'm about to speak to my father. I'm about to speak to my mother. I'm about to speak to my Rebbe. I'm about to speak to my older brother. And to all the people we have to give cover to. And then this will train us, before we open my mouth, to speak to anyone, to make sure always focus on giving cover. Give honor. Give cover. Give respect. Hatzlacha Rabbah.